nation. Weekend America. Weekend. Smith Sabatino here, Roland Smith with Carl Sabatino. Carl, we have a fascinating guest in this particular segment.
Yes, yes, we do, and I'm quite interested in this particular topic. Dr. Adam Mednick has provided outstanding neurological care to the people of North Haven, Connecticut, and the surrounding area. He's board certified by the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology. Dr. Mednick is an attending neurologist at Yale New Haven Hospital. Dr. Mednick, thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you here on Smith Sabatino. The question is to you, let's start with, what is normal pressure hydrocephalus, please?
Sure. I want to first thank you for allowing me to come on your show and talk about this very important subject. Normal pressure hydrocephalus is a form of dementia, and the hydrocephalus refers to swelling or water on the brain. In other words, the brain of people who have hydrocephalus have too much fluid inside the cavities, inside the brain. And with NPH, what happens is this is a gradual onset of this condition. It's nothing sudden. And often over the course of years, the person will typically develop what we call a triad of symptoms, usually starting with either urinary incontinence or inability to hold the urine, with instability, and if those two are left untreated and the condition is not diagnosed properly, then eventually dementia will actually set in.
Has this been, and the question I'm leading to is, there has been news and confusion in the marketplace with reference to the confusion of the immediate diagnosis of dementia and or other brain disorders associated with this treatable disease.
That's correct. Just to give you a basis of a little bit of statistics here. In the United States, we figure there are about maybe 40 million or so individuals over the age of about 65, which represents about, say, 10% of the total population. And we figure that out of that, one of every seven people will ultimately develop dementia. So we're talking about maybe 6-7 million people who have dementia. And of that number, the majority of them will have Alzheimer's. We're talking about maybe 5 million people. And the rest will be a mishmash of other diagnoses. For example, dementia that's associated with stroke, dementia that's associated with Parkinson's disease. And normal pressure hydrocephalus is extremely undiagnosed, underdiagnosed, and so little is known of this condition. So what happens is that the doctor will often see somebody who has instability, difficulty walking, and assume that this is somebody who has Parkinson's disease and will be treated as such. Oftentimes, if the patient is in the more later stages of this disease and they now have dementia, the diagnosis of Alzheimer's will come up. And that's why it's so critical to understand that you have to really look at the big picture and see the three components, the incontinence, the instability, and the subsequent development of dementia. And you really have to really be aware that this is a treatable, reversible form of dementia, and it is often mistaken for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease.
Dr. Mednick, if the symptoms are there, what is the test that can determine that is in fact NPH rather than dementia itself?
That's a good question. And people who have, for example, let's say Alzheimer's disease, in the early stages, you can do MRIs and other types of imaging studies of the brain, and oftentimes you will see nothing abnormal, nothing out of the ordinary. People, on the other hand, who have normal pressure hydrocephalus, when you do MRIs or CAT scans, you'll see enlargement of the cavities in the brain that we call ventricles. And so when we see that, and there are four ventricles in the brain, two in the front of the brain and two that are actually beneath the brain itself. And so what happens is that you see an enlargement in the size of those cavities, as we say, that's out of proportion to any surrounding deterioration, or what we call atrophy of the brain, which can be seen in people who have more advanced forms of Alzheimer's. So the key is to look for that enlargement of the ventricles that would be suggestive of hydrocephalus, and that's the critical part. That's what helps to distinguish NPH, for example, from Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. In those two conditions, oftentimes the MRI may not show any abnormalities.
Once diagnosed, what's the treatment and what's the cure, if in fact there is one?
That's a good question. And with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, just to give you a reference point, there are no cures. There are medications which can help to slow down the progression of the disease. With Parkinson's, you might help to improve the symptoms. But ultimately, though, these two conditions lead to a further deterioration because there is no cure. Normal pressure hydrocephalus, on the other hand, is what we call a reversible form of dementia. And that means that with proper treatment, these patients sometimes can improve, often spectacularly. Now, the difference between NPH and the other conditions is that there are no medications which will help to improve normal pressure hydrocephalus. The treatment is strictly surgery, and that is what you call a shunt. And the surgeon, it's a neurosurgeon, inserts a very small tube into the ventricle in the brain, usually in the front part of the brain, and the procedure is done with the patient asleep. And the tube is actually attached to a valve which sits under the skin on the scalp. The patient cannot feel it. They don't know it's there. And then there's another tube that actually comes out from the other side of that valve, which is threaded under the skin down into the belly. So it goes from the neck into the chest and the belly. And what this does, it helps to drain out the fluid. And what you do is you're reducing the water content, the fluid content in the brain. Now, by doing that, patients often will see a dramatic improvement in their instability. Often the trouble with walking can go away completely. The trouble with the bladder is often also very improved as well. It may not be to the same extent as the instability. What we don't want to do is to wait until the patient develops dementia, because oftentimes by that point, the shunting procedure may not be as effective. And of course, what we want to do is to try to prevent the patient from developing dementia in the first place. Now, in my practice, I have seen, I would say about 250, 300 patients with this condition, and some of them have had the most spectacular improvement you can imagine. People who were coming to my office in wheelchairs with their loved ones, having to spend hours every day cleaning them and maintaining their hygiene and doing all their various activities for them. And then they have this procedure, and then they come back, and they are whole again. They come in, they walk, and they're doing all the things they've done before. It's like being given a second lease on life.
You know, Dr. Mednick, and for those of us, and I'm one of them who cared during the course of my life for a number of family members, the caregivers, as we say, some with certain forms of dementia, others with Alzheimer's, others with Parkinson's. How do we get the information to these people? And the key right now, as you know, is getting information out to, as you noted and alluded to, getting to a doctor or care prior to long-term debilitation where at that point these particular procedures cannot be as effective. What do you suggest? Give us some recommendations. Give us some guidelines if you can.
Well, unlike, say, for example, Alzheimer's disease, where you have a number of famous individuals, presidents, celebrities, for example, who have Alzheimer's, where you can really see well-known public figures, and people, of course, will see that and say, gee, you know, maybe my loved one has something like that. Or Parkinson's disease, for example, Michael J. Fox. The problem with NPH is that really nobody famous has it apart from just a couple of people. For example, Reverend Billy Graham, we believe, has NPH that was initially misdiagnosed as Parkinson's disease. So it's important for the patients to know what the symptoms are, but at the same time, it's also important for the media to understand this is an extremely underdiagnosed condition. We estimate about 400,000 people in this country alone have NPH, of whom maybe 11,000 will receive that shunting procedure. So I think it's critical to increase the media's awareness and, in turn, try to make the layperson understand that just because your loved one or your spouse or you yourself start having trouble with your walking or incontinence doesn't necessarily mean it's a bladder problem or Parkinson's. I think it's important for the patient and for the media to understand that when somebody has that initial onset of the trouble with the bladder, we're not talking trouble with the bowels now, we're talking specifically trouble with the bladder and unsteadiness, that is where the doctor should understand that that may be suggestive of the earlier symptoms of normal pressure hydrocephalus.
Briefly, doctor, I know we're running out of time and I apologize. Where can people get more information quickly?
Well, there's a couple of sources. One is the Hydrocephalus Association, which is the largest nonprofit organization in the world. Listening audience can also see that my book at www.atticusbooks.com.
Okay, doctor, thank you.
Very good sources.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we are out of time. We want to thank you for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
America Weekend. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.